The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay. So, great welcome, warm welcome, or hot welcome from Northern California, from all of you. Very, very glad you're joining us, joining each other for this period of practice. So for today's practice together, I'd like us to bring more attention to embodiment, how important embodiment is, feeling the body, receiving the body, being in the body, receiving the metta in the body. The idea of embodiment is so important. We don't do this practice in our head. And if we try to think about it too much, if it gets too heady, it becomes disconnected. It's really a body-based practice. And in fact, I regret sati, which has been translated to mindfulness often, because when you think mind, in the West especially, or actually now around the world, we think mind as the head, mindful. Whereas it's really, I wish it had been translated as bodyfulness, a sense of being an embodied presence. So what I like to emphasize today in the guided meditation, just to give you a heads up, is this sense of embodiment, being in the body while we cultivate goodwill, while we cultivate friendliness, while we receive sense of friendliness and goodwill, both the receiving and also the giving, really embodied. And I bring that into our practices every single time, but today I want to really highlight it for you to really get a sense of how an embodied practice, how rich, how healing, deeply healing it can feel when we feel it, when we're embodied, not in our thoughts, in our head, not disconnected. So that is the invitation for today. It's this emphasis of embodiment. So with that, I'm going to actually invite you right now, before we get into our meditation postures, I'm going to invite you to feel your body as you are watching. To feel the bottom of your feet if you're sitting in a chair. Bottom of your feet on the floor, connecting the earth, connected to the earth. Feeling your sit bones, your bottom contacting the cushion, feeling your belly while you have your eyes open. Now in a moment we'll close our eyes, but while you have your eyes, can you still feel these parts of your body be embodied? Feel your abdomen receiving the breath, and still, as you were looking at me a minute ago, still look, still listen, still receive, and feel your body. Maybe feel your hands. It's not very hard, is it? It takes a little bit of attention, but it's not very complicated. Yeah, you can feel your body and still receive. You can still feel your body and breathe and listen. So it's not very complicated. It just takes practice and remembering. So I'm trying to demonstrate it doesn't take too much effort to be embodied. It really doesn't take too much effort. It's not, I'm going to feel my belly while I listen to Nikki. Sense of ease, right? There's a sense, yeah, you can feel your belly and still listen. Oh, yeah, sure, of course. It's well within our human capacity to do this. Feel your feet, feel your hands. And listen. Yeah. Okay. So embodiment is not difficult. Just remembering to be embodied is like sati, awareness or mindfulness. Not very difficult. Just remembering to be aware. So awareness of the body as the basis, really, as the first foundation of mindfulness. And the four foundations of mindfulness, sutta, teachings of the Buddha, very basic and important teachings. The first foundation, the first establishment is the body. It is the body. It's so important. So important. And it's not a basic teaching. It's a fundamental teaching. It's not as if, oh, you have failed all the advanced teaching and now we're going to go back to the body. No, it's so important. I continue to practice mindfulness of the body. It is the basis of everything else. You can never have enough mindfulness of the body. So today, we'll do this wonderful, nourishing, advanced practice of mindfulness of the body, bringing more awareness to it while we cultivate goodness, goodwill, friendliness. So with that, now I would like to invite you, if you wish, to move, shift, get into a meditation posture. You may need to sit up more straight, or you might need to lie down. See what your body needs. See what your body needs in this moment in time. Landing and settling. Landing, feeling, receiving the sensations of the body. Starting to land, arrive. As if you're opening up as if every cell of your body is opening up, opening up. I have this image of this gentle flowers opening up. Inviting your sense of awareness first for the center of gravity to be lowered, the center of your awareness to be lowered from your head. Down into your chest, down into your abdomen, and into your sit bones. Becoming aware as if there was an elevator shaft. The sense of alignment. The elevator coming down. Awareness coming down. And as it comes down, there's a sense of uprightness, alignment in your torso, this verticality, there is a sense of verticality that you feel throughout your body. There's a verticality through your torso. Sense of alignment. And feeling the sense of alignment in the body. From your head, your torso, all the way down to your feet. And now, with this sense of verticality, as the awareness is brought down, down to your abdomen, to your sit bones, landing more deeply into your sit bones, inviting all parts of your body to relax and soften and open up. Open up and offer any tension or weight they have. Relaxing your face, your forehead, your jaw, your eyes. Your chin, your cheeks, your neck and shoulders. Let them relax, offering up any tension, as if melting, tension melting, relaxing, softening the chest, the abdomen, the sit bones, the groin area, the upper legs, the knees, feet. Your arms, your hands. The whole body. So every out-breath. Softening, relaxing, and turning the gaze inward to feel to receive the breath. As if your abdomen was an organ of perception. Organ of awareness, not in your head, but your abdomen, your belly. Receiving the breath. Thank you. And every breath that's received in the abdomen, other sensations become more alive. The whole abdomen becomes rich, enriched with more awareness in the front, in the back, the left side, the right side, all around, below, above, within, internally, coming alive with awareness of all the sensations, sparkling with awareness of sensations. Now your chest also, as the breath moves naturally, received through your abdomen and your chest, coming alive with sensations, awareness. Back, front, left, right, above, below, your whole trunk. So much aliveness, so much sensation. Vitality. Now the head also, neck and shoulders and the head, added to the trunk. As the breath is received in breath and out breath, the whole upper body, the abdomen, chest, neck, shoulders, head, the arms and the hands filled with sensation. The whole upper body receiving the breath, as if the whole upper body is an organ of sensation, organ of perception. All parts feeling enlivened. And now receiving the breath sensations. The lower part of the body, your sit bones, your legs, your feet, added to the whole body. whole body, your feet, your abdomen, your sit bones, your head, your shoulders, your hands, your arms. Receiving the breath, the whole body, an organ of perception. And let the breath be just as it is. You don't need to breathe any harder, any deeper, just as it is. Let the breath be natural. The body simply aware of whatever is arising, the sensitive organ of perception, receiving sparkling with sensation, with awareness throughout. Spending a few moments with this relaxed, soft body, just enjoying, taking delight in receiving the breath. Receiving the breath, each breath, in breath and out breath. This gift, this nourishing gift, this life-giving gift. Every moment. Receiving it with every cell of your body with appreciation. With delight, with gratitude. As if you're a newborn whose umbilical cord was just cut and you were taking your very first breaths for the first time. And this entire body receiving this organ of perception. Each breath, life-giving, calming. Soothing. Each breath received by every cell of your body, receiving it with your abdomen, receiving it with your hands, with your forehead, this gift. And as if each breath being received is a smile from the universe. As if each breath is a message of goodwill that's received by every cell of your body. Your forehead receiving the goodwill. Receiving it gratefully, as if the universe through this breath is wishing you well, receiving the benevolence, the goodwill, the metta. And if thoughts arise, a lot of thinking, it's okay. It happens, part of this practice. Without any judgment, inviting the thoughts without getting entangled in them. Inviting the thinking to also receive, to be a part of this receiving of metta, as if you were all held, you, the thoughts, every cell of your body, whatever is arising, all held in goodwill, benevolence. Goodwill, benevolence all around you, all through you. And just receiving it with every cell of your body, not getting in your own way. There are so many perspectives and thoughts you can have. Choosing for this moment only, for this moment. Experiment to take on. Choosing to consider benevolence all around, the gift given to you freely for you to receive. There's nothing you have to do to deserve it. Just because you exist, you're a human being on this earth, in this life, in this mystery, which we don't quite understand. It's offered to you freely. Receive the gift. This life-giving breath. every cell with appreciation. And see what happens if you hang in here with receiving, with appreciation for a little while. See how things can shift and open up. And for the last few moments of this practice period, letting go of any outcome, of any expectations. You set your aspiration for planting seeds of embodiment and metta without attachment to outcome. Trusting you have planted seeds and appreciating yourself for having done so. Deeply appreciating yourself for having shown up. Aligned your actions with your intentions to wake up, to be kinder, wiser in this life. Receiving your own appreciation and goodwill, regardless of what happened or did not happen. Thank you all for your practice. So what we did today is both an emphasis on the embodiment, on feeling the body and receiving with the body. And there are two parts to metta always, to this practice of cultivation. There is the receiving and then there is giving. And many times we don't separate those pieces out, especially for compassion and metta for self. When we're doing, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be well, we're both giving and receiving at the same time. So they're two different things. We're giving it and receiving. And what I found teaching it for many years is that sometimes actually receiving is harder than giving. It's easier to give, especially when it's to others. But receiving it is harder. So what we emphasized tonight was just receiving. Didn't even try to give so much, except for at the very end, appreciation, metta, goodwill for ourselves. But just receiving with this idea of the benevolent universe. And one more thing I want to say about that is actually borrowing. Well, there's so many ways to see that, but one way also to consider it is the quote and teachings by Albert Einstein that he said the most important decision we can make in our attitude is whether the universe is a friendly place or not. Because if we decide that it's an unfriendly place, then we do everything we can to protect ourselves and essentially we end up destroying it and each other. And if we decide that God is throwing dice, so it's neither benevolent nor ill, unsafe, then we just kind of live willy-nilly, randomly. There is a sense of perhaps nihilism arises. And if we decide, I might be loosely paraphrasing, I'll find the quote while you're in groups and I'll put it in chat, but most importantly, he said, if we decide that it's a benevolent universe, then the way we relate to it becomes very, very different. And it's a choice we can make. It's an absolute choice that we can make to decide our perspective, how we see the universe. If we see the universe as more friendly, as I was suggesting with the gift of the breath receiving, there's a sense of safety, calmness, soothing that we feel in our hearts and mind, which we then can offer to others, a sense of safety. Other people can feel safe in our presence. So the sense of safety, the sense of benevolence can actually be recycled from our perspective. So you are welcome to unmute yourself if you wish, or type it in chat if you have comments and questions. And Mary Christine says, in the face of adversity, this is hard. It is. It can be challenging. And we do this practice in order to wake up in order to have a wiser perspective. It's so easy to crumble and have an adversarial perspective that doesn't really, in the big picture doesn't support anyone. It's a small picture because we can get stuck in the moment-to-moment adversity that seems to be challenging us in the moment. But with the bigger picture, with a bigger perspective of what this humanity is about, not getting stuck in the adversity of moment-to-moment-to-moment. Other reflections, questions, comments, please, about what came up during the practice for you. Anything you'd like to comment on? How was the experience of receiving? Thank you, Mary Christine. Also offer, I was able to go deeper than usual. Lovely. I'm delighted to hear that. Kim offers nourishment. Beautiful. Thank you. Relaxing, Bill offers. Thank you, Bill. For me, also felt very deeply nourishing and healing, this receiving with every cell of the body. Megan offers, I think that was the first formal meditation I've done that included the word sparkle. Love that. Felt connected to inner light. Oh, I love it. I don't think I've used that word before, Megan, but they can be the sense of sparkle, right? It's the sense of, I mean, I lead meditations, if you guys have noticed by now, from my own experience. So as I'm getting into these spaces, I'm inviting you to come with me. So I was feeling sparkliness throughout the cells of my body, receiving this energy, receiving the breath, receiving just this aliveness, and it felt really jubilant. So hence, sparkle. Nav offers aspiring to aspire, not expect. I love that. Aspiring to aspire, not expect. Doing for the sake of doing, not expecting. Yeah, great. Thank you, Nav. I appreciate you aspiring to aspire, not expect. Yes. Yeah, deep practice there. Deep practice to work with our aspirations versus expectations. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. And we also have comments and appreciations from YouTube. Thank you all for joining us on YouTube. Quite lovely to have folks joining us on YouTube, also from different parts of the world. This is great. Yuka offers, when I was able to receive and give, like insects and animals, I was very relieved to be part of nature. Thank you for love. Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. You sharing your practice, sense of giving and receiving like insects and animals, part of nature. Yeah, there's a naturalness in metta that you're describing, being part of nature. This body is nature. We are nature. We are nature. We're not apart from nature. This body is nature. This mind is nature. It's all nature. Oh, thank you, Yuka, for your beautiful reflection also. So, how about we take the sense of embodiment? So let's come back to our bodies as you're listening to me. As you're holding yourself, as you're holding both me and you can be in gallery view to see others, if you wish, on Zoom. As we get into small groups, to have this sense of embodiment in your body, of receiving metta, of sitting in this field of metta, sitting in this field of metta with others, In a moment, as you enter the room with them, if it's appropriate for you to join, feeling embodied, receiving their words and speaking, feeling embodied. That's first and foremost. And if you lose the embodiment, just stop talking. Stop talking and get back into your body. And other people will know and they'll smile and they'll appreciate. This is a practice of embodiment with metta. And whatever you say about how your practice was, hold that with metta. It doesn't matter. I fell asleep. I didn't like it. I loved it. It doesn't matter what you say. It's about inspiration, not expectation, not results. So showing up with embodiment, see what that might feel like. You might have to keep stopping after every word to get embodied, but practice that in conversation. Where else do you get the chance to practice it with other people who know what the heck you're doing? Like, okay, wait, I lost it. Okay, feeling my belly, feeling my feet. Okay, now I can talk. Oh, lost it again. So try that. See how fun that might be and how, you know, everybody's holding you with metta anyway and hold yourself with metta. So let's try that. So okay, I'm going to create the room. So try it out. If you're on the fence still, I suggest you try it out unless you absolutely cannot join because of other obligations and duties, which is completely understandable. So I'm creating the breakout rooms and okay, I'm going to open them. Here we go, everyone. Okay, the rooms are closed and everyone is back. Just as I promised, I have the quote from Albert Einstein of, whoops. Oh, doesn't want to be put in chat. Huh. Okay, well, let me try one more time. Interesting. Cut and paste. Copy. Let's try that one more time. And if you want, oh, it's too long. That's what happens. If you want to put something in chat when it's too long, it doesn't let you do that. Okay, I have to break it up. Okay, so I'm going to break it up into two pieces. And if you wanted to save the quote, you could save chat. Here's the first part of the quote. Here's the second part of the quote. And there we go. If you save chat, you'll have it for reading later, just so that, just so that I have it. So, and I put it on the screen for those who are on YouTube while you were in groups. So anyway, that aside, the quote aside, you can read that later, please. You don't have to read it right now. Just so that I just wanted to provide it because I said I would. So reflections, what was it like to speak? And share with others while you were embodied. After this practice, please unmute yourself. We'd love to hear from you. We have a couple minutes.
It's hard to fight the forces of habit. I had to keep reminding myself to be physically present and didn't always remember.
Yeah. And when you did remember, when you were physically present, when you talked, when you were sharing, what was that like? Well, and did you notice anything, like noticing more about your state of mind?
No, more noticing my body. I didn't. I'm not sure if I have any good answers here.
Yeah, it's good. It's a practice. So when we keep cultivating this practice of being. Embody, realize, wow, when we're anxious, when we're nervous, when we're sad, we notice all these things. And we also, not only do we notice what's happening here, but we also resonate much more readily with other people. Instead of being in our head, instead of trying to decide what the next thing we're going to say, we're much more receptive, much more receptive. Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Any other observations?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I felt a much greater sense of connectedness to the other people in the group than I would have before I started. So,
Great. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. So you noticed there was more sense of connection that came from the embodiment. Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that, Claire. Any other observations or questions?
What is the primary purpose of being receptive this way? You probably already said it, and I just didn't get it.
Yeah. So being many different things, but very quickly, when you are embodied, there's a sense of you're holding presence with another person. You're not just there with your head. Just try this for a moment. As if put gallery view or maybe just me, whatever it is your choice. But as if you feel your whole body and feel what it's like to hold presence right now for this being that is speaking with you. Ah, wow, it feels much more, you're much more here. You're offering a lot. Do you feel it, Bill? Yeah. Than if you were not present in your body, it would just be kind of like, thinking, right? There's I'm so glad you asked so that I can lead you and others in this, just experimenting. Your whole body can serve as an antenna. Imagine if you had this huge, I don't know, 5 foot, 7 feet, whatever, however big you are, antenna versus like tiny little antenna, like, oh, what's happening? What's like your whole body is your antenna, your tuning fork. That's better. It's your tuning fork, your tuning into yourself, into others. So feel like, yeah, the tuning fork. So wonderful. Lovely to practice with you all. We can talk a lot more. I sense and explore this. Maybe we'll explore it later, but it is 7. Well, now just 7:01. So let's stop. Thank you all for your practice, for joining, for supporting yourself, supporting each other. And may you all be well, safe, happy, free. May all beings everywhere be happy and free.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. See you on Wednesday. Diana, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you for
everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Good evening.